Welcome to the Inca Hustler Podcast Show. Bienvenidos. It's a podcast where we talk about life, culture, religion, food, politicians, travel, and more travel. Yes, it's a bilingual channel. Sí, hablamos español. And we're going to start in less than 5 seconds. So, I'll see you guys there. See you, amigos.
Hola amigos, hola amigos. El día de hoy les tengo como invitada a Marja. Así es, Marja, así como lo hemos visto en el canal de Mateo, y la tengo como invitada a Marja, he podido conseguirla para ustedes, amigos, el día de hoy. El día de hoy voy a estar hablando inglés, como también español, y voy a tratar de traducir todo lo que puedo, todo absolutamente que puedo, pero a veces me olvido en traducirlo, pero voy a tratar de traducir absolutamente todas las palabras que yo digo. Bueno, ahora lo voy a hacer en inglés. Hello, everybody. Today we have a special guest. Her name is Marja. Marja is from Estonia, and she's going to tell us about all the things about Estonia. She's going to tell us about her projects, and she's going to tell us about what she was doing in Mexico. So we have Marja with us, and I'm so really happy to have you here on my channel, Marja.
Hi.
What's up, Marja? How's it going?
It's going super good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Seriously, I'm doing really
That's
great.
Good.
Yeah. So, Marja, tell me, I'm seeing a channel, this is a Spanish channel called Mateo, and I don't remember her name, but
Lisandra.
Lisandra, yeah, that's right. Sorry, I couldn't pronounce it properly. Well, Marja, I'm seeing that channel, Mateo and Lisandra in that channel, and I was like, wow. Like, everybody in the comments, if you really check the comments on it, they were saying, oh my God, who's that girl in there? Who's that girl? So everybody was asking for Marja. So tell us about how do you actually met Mateo and Lisandra?
That's actually a very funny story. We didn't know each other at all. And then randomly one day he texted me on Instagram and he was like, hi, I'm a YouTuber. Would you like to do a video with me?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And then he said, like, oh, is like this day good for you? And I was like, yes, yes, it's good. And then I was like, what's your address? And then he gave me his address, and turns out we're basically neighbors.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, okay, it's like the house next door. Like, it's the next house. And he was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, well, this is weird. So when we did the first video, it took me like 4 minutes to get there, which was nice. And then we just did the video, and then we talked afterwards, and it turns out they're super nice people. And then, yeah, that was fun. And we did many more videos, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing many videos about it. But wow, you guys live that close. I didn't even know. Like, you guys.
Yeah,
like,
that's so weird, right?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's a small world. It's a small world, definitely.
Especially Estonia. Estonia is super small.
Yeah, I heard it's really small in there. So how did they invite you? Did they see your Instagram post? How did they know about you?
I think Lisanna found me on Instagram, and then she thought that it would be a good idea to do a video with me, so she just asked Mateo to text me, and then I messaged them back, and I was like, yeah, let's do this. And back then I only had like 2 or 3 thousand followers, I think. So it's funny that they even like found me. I wasn't like that big in Instagram.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So once they put you on YouTube, basically your Instagram channel, instantly you start growing up, right?
Yeah. Like, at first I got a lot of followers from them, but then I did the modeling thing in Mexico. I also got a lot of followers from there. And then after that, because my account was already kind of big, it just stayed growing every day.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little bit of translation, what I was talking about, so I'm going to do it real quick.
Yeah.
Bueno, le estaba preguntando, perdóneme si me olvidé, es que me olvido a veces, Estaba preguntándole a Margia de cómo conocieron a Mateo y a Lisandra, y me cuenta que Margia conoció a Mateo y Lisandra, eran vecinos prácticamente, vivían muy cerca de la casa de Margia a la casa de Mateo en esa época, de Lisandra, perdón, estaba muy cerca, estaban como alrededor de 4 minutos caminando, y dice que Estonia también es un país pequeño. Y también le pregunté, ¿cómo te conocían? Me dice, mediante Instagram, me enviaron un mensaje y ahí se lo puedes conocer. Bueno, la próxima pregunta que le voy a hacer a Margia va a ser sobre cómo Margia se siente de haber tenido tantos seguidores latinos. Well, the next question I'm going to ask you is that once, you had only 2,000 people or 2 or 3,000 people on Instagram, and out of the sound that you start getting like more and probably more requests on the Instagram channel. How did you feel about it? I was like, how do you feel about it? I was like, oh wow. What do you say about it? Tell me.
It's funny. It actually feels like completely normal. It didn't come as a surprise to me because I don't know. I already knew that something was gonna happen because even before they messaged me, I already noticed like a big growth. So it was already kind of happening. And since I'm like a pretty chill person about everything, I didn't really freak out or it didn't really change me. I was just like, oh wow, like 1,000 new people suddenly like me in a day. And I was like, this is interesting.
Ahora, translate just a little bit. Le pregunté a ella si es que se sorprendió de la mayoría de personas que le siguieron, ¿no? Gracias a los latinos que le siguieron en un día, tuvo alrededor de 1,000 seguidores y ella estuvo, ella ya lo presentía, ella sabía, ella se sentía normal porque sabía que algún día iban a venir muchos seguidores para ella. So tell us, once you did the first video and then you start doing the second one, the third one, and eventually you were doing more videos with them. And I remember it was like a class that you went with Mateo and then he was asking you some questions, and then you questions about it. It was like a game of questions about it. So tell us, once you start getting more followers and you start doing the you start actually going more and making more YouTube videos. Have you ever thought about creating your own YouTube channel?
I have actually. I already thought about it like many years ago. But it's always been this thing that's like on my head, but I haven't really like done anything about it. But I remember when I went on a family trip to Italy, I made some super cute clips with my phone. And back then I thought that it would be such a good idea to make a little montage out of it and then put it to YouTube. But I didn't know how to edit videos, so that's that. I didn't do it. But now that when I actually have a following, I'm sure that if I would make a YouTube account, I would probably already start off with a pretty good following because back then, when I first had the idea, I only had probably like a few hundred Instagram followers, and I'm sure that pretty much none of them would have become my YouTube subscribers. So I think it's I will definitely think more about it in the future because I'm finishing school and I'm gonna graduate soon, so I will have way more free time. And then it might be something that I pick up.
I understand. So you get an idea of what's going to be your channel about?
Probably like lifestyle, just what I do, maybe
Like a blog,
like cooking.
like a daily blog, basically.
Yeah, just things that I like to do. And sometimes I would probably do videos where I just talk about life or like Q&As, so people could ask me questions and I could answer them. Stuff like that.
Okay, let me just translate real quick. También le pregunté a Marge sobre si ella hizo primero unos cuantos videos con Mateo y Lisandra y después hizo más videos con Mateo y Lisandra y después estuvo en más videos y por eso le dije, ¿y no te animarías a hacer un canal de YouTube? Y ella me dijo que sí, se animaría a hacerlo, pero por ahora está en la escuela y es por eso que ahora va a comenzar a tirar quizás en el futuro y su canal va a ser referente a su como un blog, ¿no? De una vida diaria de lo que hace y también pero en el futuro después que termine la escuela. What are you studying right now?
Well, I'm still in high school, so I'm not even studying anything specific. It's just normal.
I understand. School. But what you plan to study? What you plan to study?
Actually, I'm not gonna go to university right away because, well, in my case, it just wouldn't make sense. For other people, I think it's university is good when you know exactly what you want to do and you definitely want to work in that field of profession. But for me, the thing is that all the things that I do like to do are more like creative and they're not really something that have like a structure. So it would be kind of annoying to go to school for like 4 or 5 years and learn about things that people before you have done, when in your job, what matters most is the new things that you come up with. So that just doesn't really sit right with me. And also right now I'm doing really well with my modeling career. So I'm gonna focus on that because like I can go to university whenever I like. I can just go to university in like 20 years or 30 years when I've done all the stuff that I want to do now. Because I think that right now is also a very good time to travel the world and explore and do all that, because later I will have more things that I need to do and I need to be more stable. So then I wouldn't have the chance to travel that much. So I will do university later in life.
I completely understand. You want to take advantage basically of the time you have now to explore the world, to travel a little bit more and, you know, probably follow your modeling career as well. Okay, so let me just translate it just a little bit. Le pregunté de qué estudiaba o qué pensaba estudiar en el futuro y me dijo Marja que le encantaría a ella estudiar, sí, pero en el futuro. Tal vez una carrera creativa, una carrera muy diferente, pero por ahora se va a dedicar a su mundo del modelaje y también quiere explorar más el mundo porque puede estudiar de aquí a unos cuantos años, en unos años más, puede estudiar en unos 5 o 10 años, puede estudiar en el futuro. Así es. Ahora la segunda pregunta va a ser sobre sus viajes. Tell me about your traveling. So you've been in Mexico. And but before that, before Mexico, what other countries have you visited?
I have visited a lot of countries in Europe because in Europe it's super easy to travel around. You don't really need to show your passport even because of the Schengen thing. And so in Europe, I've been to Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Germany, Spain, Italy. I also been to UK, but that's not a part of Europe anymore. I've been to Ukraine. I've been to, yeah, that's a part of Spain. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And then also Mexico.
So that's the only Latin country that you visit so far, Mexico. Well, you've been in most European countries. My question is that, when you went to Mexico, what thoughts you had first about Mexico before going there?
That's a good question, actually, because the first thought was like, why do I feel so at home? Like, literally, everything in Mexico feels like home to me. And it's so weird, like the Mexican food, when I eat it, it feels so familiar, even though I've never had it before going to Mexico. And also like the nature and the weather and the people, just everything feels so familiar and everything feels like it's exactly how it's supposed to be. So I don't know. I guess I was a Mexican in my last life or something.
Probably, who knows?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, let me just translate it real quick. Le pregunté sobre sobre los viajes, a dónde había visitado. Me dijo que había visitado la mayoría de, pa de países europeos, como Latvia, unos países en España, Italia, algunos países europeos, y también visitó Ucrania. Y también le pregunté sobre México. Le dije, cuéntame, ¿y el único país latinoamericano que visitaste fue México? Y me dijo, sí, visité México. Y le pregunté, ¿qué te pareció México? ¿Y qué imaginabas antes de ir a México? Y me dice, bueno, México, me sentía en casa, me sentía en casa en México, y me sentía muy cómoda en México, y me sentía muy familiar la naturaleza, la arquitectura, me sentía muy bien. Y pienso que tal vez habrá sido mexicana en una vida pasada. Bueno, ahora vamos a preguntarle más preguntas sobre México, de qué hizo, qué estuvo haciendo en ese país. So, what were you doing in Mexico exactly? What were you went there? What was the reason for it? You just wanted to go travel as well, or it was part of the job as well?
So the first time I went there was mostly working, but it was more like a working vacation type of thing because it was a modeling gig that basically it was like a photography like workshop that lasted for a week. So me and a lot of other models and photographers were in a villa together, and then we just did photo shoots every day. And then the organizers just gave tips to the photographers. For example, like, oh, if you put the model here, you have to check the lighting and all the things that, a photographer should consider. And then after a week of that, I stayed for a couple more days, and then I had this super cool Airbnb in the middle of the jungle, and that was such a nice experience. Like, it was also a bit like, I guess it wasn't really scary, but it was a bit confusing because I went there and I was like, oh wait, I didn't buy any food. So I was like, okay, how do I get food? So then, I ordered a taxi to the closest food market, and then I got food, and then I went back there. So that was a whole trip of its own, but it was a nice experience. So I really liked it. And then on the like almost on the last day of my trip, I got food poisoning.
Oh
But
my God.
thankfully, I made a friend so I could stay at their apartment. So yeah, the last day I was just kind of like dying there, and then I had to come back because I could only stay there for like 10 days, I think it was, because it was school time. There wasn't a vacation. I just told my teacher like, oh, I need to go for like 10 days, and she was like, okay.
That's interesting. So where in Mexico you go?
The first time I was only in Tulum. But the second time, I visited it for mostly for like fun and to actually see what Mexico has to offer because I didn't have time to do it last time. And this time that I went, I was in Playa del Carmen, Tulum, Cancun, and then I also went to Mexico City for a few days.
That's interesting. So where you got food poison?
Actually, it's very it's weird because on the last night of the modeling event thing we had, we all went out to dinner together, and then almost everybody got food poisoning. So, but it was like a normal restaurant, so and we were eating there before too. So it was super random. I don't know how that happened. But yeah, some of the people got food poisoning. I was like, oh, I hope you get better soon. Da, da, da. And then my food poisoning came like a day later. And then I was the one like dying. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, that's a cool story, though. That's a cool story.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Let me just translate this to me. All your followers. Well, le pregunté a Maria sobre su tiempo que estuvo en México. Me dijo que estuvo alrededor de 10 días. Le pregunté dónde fue. Me dijo que fue a Tulum. La primera vez estuvo en Tulum. Y uno de los últimos días tuvo un envenenamiento de comida. No envenenamiento, pero le cayó mal una comida. Y no estuvo mal. Y el último día la pasó mal. Pero felizmente que se quedó en la casa de un amigo. Entonces estaba mejorando ahí, pero se divirtió mucho en México, estuvo en Playa del Carmen, en la Ciudad de México también. Ahora le voy a preguntar más cositas sobre las ciudades, qué vio, de qué hizo, qué sorprendió esos lugares de México. So, tell me, so while you've been in Mexico and Tulum, and then later on you went to, there were two trips, right? Or just one trip? Okay, there was no, two trips.
I went there two times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, twice. Okay. So the first trip that you went to Mexico, you went straight to Tulum then?
Yeah, well, the airport is in Cancun. So yeah. I landed there and I hopped straight on a bus and then went to Tulum.
Got it. So you went to Tulum and you stayed there around like probably 10 days for a function. So when you stayed at Tulum, right? So do you you pictures Tulum like it was on the pictures, like you picture like, oh, Tulum is just like I imagine, or it was different for you? What things you were like, oh wow, this is so different, I didn't expect this.
Actually, I didn't even really look at pictures of Tulum before, so I had no idea of what I was going to see there. I just knew that it was going to be like a tropical climate, and like palm trees and a beach and jungle and stuff like that. But it definitely, it was better than I had imagined, I guess. I didn't really imagine anything, but it was super, like, it was a good surprise because everything was like surprisingly clean there, because in a lot of European countries, there's a problem of like streets being super dirty, but there everything was clean and it was nice. There was a lot of nature there, which is nice because I love nature. And yeah, like everything about it was super good.
Got it. So you stay there for a photo session and then you went back to your country and then you went back to Mexico. Yeah. So when you went back to Mexico, that's where actually you've been to Mexico City. And Playa del Carmen, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, when you went to, when you got to the second trip, when you got to Mexico City, how it was part of the photo session again, or it was a different?
No, I went to Mexico City to see a friend of mine, the same one whose apartment I was dying at when I had food poisoning. So yeah, I went to see them. And then I also had this other YouTuber there, who is called the Raulito Show. So we did videos with him and I was there for 4 days, I think. And like all of those days we were shooting like every day from morning till the evening, because we wanted to make like a lot of videos. And I think we got like 5 or 6 videos almost in that time.
Yeah, I think I got to see a couple of videos on the Raulito Show, which is a great channel, and I'm seeing the your blog that you did on his channel.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
So, how's Mexico City? You like it? Tell us about Mexico City. Your experience as Estonian in Mexico City.
Okay, Mexico City was a whole different type of surprise because I got so used to how like Tulum and Playa looked, and then when I landed in Mexico City, I was like, what? Because it felt like a brown and gray filter had been like put on me, because I didn't see green at all at first. I only saw like gray and brown. And then I was like, okay, very interesting. And then I took a taxi to my friend's place. And then I saw purple trees, which are called like yacadaras. So I've never seen purple trees before in my life. So that was very magical, I'd say. And I also noticed that the nature in Mexico City looks a lot like in Cyprus. Oh yeah, I've also been to Cyprus. It's not a part of the EU, I think, but it's close to Europe, and it also has like pine trees and palm trees like right next to each other, and Mexico City had that as well.
Interesting. So, yeah, because it's so different. Obviously, it's a concrete jungle, Mexico City, when you got there, and then you see the purple trees, which is the jacar. I can't even pronounce jacaranda, jacaranda, jacaranda,
Jacaranda.
jacaranda. Yeah. So you've seen those streets as well, and then you, do you surprise how big it was? Because the city is really big. Do you
It is.
like to go
I
around?
don't think I've ever been to a city that's like that big, because
Yeah.
Mexico City is bigger than
New York,
like,
bigger than New York City. Yeah,
yeah, like,
it's.
and bigger than the European cities. So it was super big. I was very amazed. And also, it's
Yeah.
so weird that like there's the city, and then right next to the city you have mountains.
Yes.
Like what? That's so crazy. My friend took me there, and the view was so nice. That's crazy.
So you went to the Chapultepec view? You went over there?
I don't know what's the name, but they just took me somewhere, and I was like, wow, this is
Yeah, you gotta
pretty.
be there too. There's a nice view in there. Well, there's too many views in Mexico City too, which is really awesome. I really like Mexico City, definitely. Let me translate this real quick to all the things. I'm gonna try to translate everything. Well, le pregunté en primer lugar a Marja sobre su viaje a Tulum. Me dijo que después regresó a la Ciudad de México, y cuando llegó a la Ciudad de México se sorprendió totalmente porque Ciudad de México era un color entre marrón y gris, porque dice que no había tanta vegetación, pero era un contraste muy diferente a la Ciudad de México. Entonces se sorprendió mucho, pero a pesar de que sorprendió, es una ciudad muy grande. Le gustó mucho el árbol morado, que es creo el jacarandá. El jacarandá, el árbol morado típico que hay en la Ciudad de México, que es muy bonito. Entonces también se sorprendió, le gustó mucho. Lo vino a visitar esos 10 días, vino porque también iba a hacer unos videos con Raulito, y también iba a hacer un. Iba también se quedó en la casa con un amigo, unas amistades. Entonces también pudo ahí hacer unos cuantos videos de YouTube. Y se quedó ahí, ¿no? Bueno, se quedó también y conoció un poquito más de la Ciudad de México. Y voy a preguntarlo ahora sobre la comida, si es que ha comido algo mexicano, si es que le gusta la comida latina. Vamos a preguntarle todo eso sobre la comida. So since you've been in Mexico, right? I'm sure you tried so many things, and I think I've seen a couple of videos on Raulito's show that you tried, some tacos and all that. So can you tell us about the Mexican food? You like Mexican food or
I love Mexican food. It's so
really?
good. Oh my God.
So what's your favorite dish in there?
I don't even know the names of a lot of the things I ate there,
Got it.
because I just like when we went to restaurants, I said like, hola, so they didn't know I didn't speak Spanish. So I got like a Spanish menu. I didn't understand anything. I was like, I want this. So I just always picked super random things, and they were super good. But I don't know. I'm not the type of person who picks like favorites. I kind of
Got
just like everything. So I guess I could say that every Mexican dish is my favorite.
Well, that's awesome. So we could say that you like to try so many things in there. So, wow, that's a good thing. Can you eat like spicy food though?
Before going to Mexico, I didn't like food to be that spicy. I was okay with only like a little bit of spice, but not that much. And after Mexico, the food in Estonia tastes so boring. Like,
I was
I
gonna
need
say
that
that.
spice to everything.
Wow. Wow. So tell us, what about in Estonia? Would you recommend me if I go there and tell you, hey, I want to try something Estonian, what it will be? What dish?
Well, Estonia doesn't even have really like special Estonian dishes. We do have some, but they're like kind of extreme, I guess you could say. So, one super simple thing is black bread. I don't even know if they have black bread in other countries, but it's like super dark bread. And then we just put like raw fish on it, like this big, which are like salted, and then sour cream.
That's interesting. I
Yeah,
mean,
they also taste interesting. That's a pretty Estonian thing. And it goes like way back because Estonians used to be like forest people, and they used to fish. So that was pretty much the only thing Estonians ate in the older times.
I understand. We gotta be good. They gotta be good.
And then we have this thing where we only eat it at Christmas. So I guess it's like a Christmas dish. But we have this thing that's called a blood sausage. So it's made out of like lamb intestines, and then they just put like the animal's meat in there, and they make little sausages, and then they cook it in the animal's blood. And then Estonians eat it with like jam, and they like it.
Oh wow, wow, strawberry jam.
Not
Wow.
strawberry, it's I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a not a sweet jam. It's kind of like a sour jam, kind of.
Got it, got
But
it,
yeah.
got it.
Oh, and then we have an Estonian dessert, which is I don't even know exactly what it's made out of, but it's called kama in Estonian. And it's only an Estonian thing, so it doesn't translate into English. But basically it's made out of flour. But usually, like the flour you bake with is like white and super like small, or like the pieces are super small. But kama is kind of like that, but it has like bigger pieces, and then it's a powder, and you put it in plain yogurt, and then that's the
Wow, that's really interesting. I want to try to translate everything you told me.
dessert. Good luck with that.
Bueno, le pregunté sobre la comida mexicana primero y me dijo que sí, la comida mexicana le gusta mucho, le encanta, le fascina la comida mexicana. Le pregunté si había un plato específico, un dish específico y me dijo que en verdad ella no tiene un plato específico, pero le gusta toda la comida mexicana. Y es una persona que sí puede probar cualquier plato de comida mexicana. Le pregunté si come comida picante y me dijo que la picante sí, también le gusta un poco de picante. Y también me dice, después de ir a Estonia, ahora en Estonia le sale toda la comida un poquito aburrida, porque dice que le echa ahora un poquito de spicy a la comida y le hace un poquito mejor la comida con un poquito de picante, ¿no? Sale mucho mejor. Y la comida, Estonia, le pregunté, ¿y cuál es tu plato favorito en Estonia? ¿O qué platos son? Si yo voy a Estonia, ¿qué platos tú me recomiendas? Ella me dice que hay un plato que es como un pan negro y en donde hay un pescado, un pan negro con... It was fish, right? It's a black bread with fish, right? So era un pan negro con pescado y eso se lo comían. Era un plato muy, muy antiguo, antiguo porque los estonianos, como ustedes saben, son de bosques, de los forests, de los bosques son de ahí, entonces es un plato bien antiguo. Y también había otra comida que se llamaba kama, un hombre estoniano que también muy, muy diferente, una comida muy, muy diferente. La kama es como una especie de una harina. Kama sounds like bed in Spanish. So es Canadá, suena como cama en español, ¿no? Pero es una comida estonesa en que no tiene una traducción en inglés, pero es como una especie de harina, flour, harina de avena procesada y que también se lo comen. Pero la comida que me llamó la atención, it was the second one that, that oh, actually brought my attention was like, you said it was like, can you tell us about it? Because I kind of forgot about
Yeah, the blood sausage.
it. Yes.
So you take intestines, you put the animal's meat in it, and then you cook it in their blood, and then you put jam on top of it.
God, because we have something like that in
You
Latin.
do?
It's called morcilla. Morcilla. Well, it's with blood only. No, with the intestines, not. It's just with blood. And we eat the blood with rice on it. Morcilla is a Spanish.
Interesting.
It's actually a Spanish dish. It's a Spanish from Spain, and the Spanish brought it to whole Latin America. So we eat in whole Latin. We eat in Peru and Colombia. We eat even in Argentina to all the way to Mexico, and it's a Spanish dish. So it's kind of similar, but we don't add, the stripes or anything like that. And también me llamó mucho la atención que hay como una especie de chorizo que ellos tienen con intestinos y le agregan sangre a la comida. Es como un chorizo con una morcilla con sesos, no con sesos, con, perdóname, con intestinos adentro y después se lo comen con una crema. Right? You guys eat it with cream, right? This one, the morcilla, the sausage that you guys eat.
No, we eat the sausage with the jam.
Oh, lo comen ellos con una especie de mermelada, una especie de mermelada, una jalea de mermelada lo comen. Pero muy, muy interesante lo que dijo. Now I'm going to ask some quick questions for you. Let's make this thing more interesting. And we learn more about your country a little bit. But before we started, can you tell us about your country? Where are you from? Estonia. If I tell you, hey, I'm going to Estonia next week. Hey, can you tell us more about your country, how it is, the people? I know the weather is kind of like cold in there, but can you tell us more about Estonian life?
So, Estonia is a super small country. It's Eastern Europe and it's right next to Russia. We have a lot of islands actually, and most of the country is surrounded by the Baltic Sea. So Estonians have always been like sea people because at first they only lived on the beaches, and then as time passed they moved also like in the mainland area. The population is super small, like the whole population of Estonia is only like 1.3 million, and
Wow.
that's the whole country. So the biggest city only has like, I don't know, like a few hundred thousand. So yeah, everything in Estonia is like super small. And there is a lot of nature here. We have super big forests, we have lakes, we have a lot of swamps. And we have four seasons, which always change. So spring lasts for a few months and it's kind of sunny, but it's still cold outside. Then summer usually only lasts for like 2 months. And in the summer, the weather is actually pretty nice. The most we can have is like 25 degrees, but usually it's around 20 something. And then you can go swim in the sea because the seawater also gets kind of warm. Then in autumn, everything gets like golden and the trees get super colorful. And then it starts raining and it gets super cold. And autumn usually lasts for like 3 or 4 months. And then We have 3 or 4 months of winter, which is super cold. And in winter, we have a lot of snow. We have minus degrees. So I think the coldest it gets is like minus 15 or something like that. But usually it's like minus 8, I think. And also with the seasons, our daylight changes a lot. So in the winter, we only have about like 6 hours of daylight and the rest is super dark. But as winter passes and as summer comes, we get way more daylight. So in the summer, we have only like 5 hours of nighttime and the rest 19 hours are daytime. So even the sun is setting at like 2 a.m. or something like that, or like at 12. So it's still like super bright at nighttime. And that's actually something that I like about Estonia because there's a lot of diversity here and you can't really find it anywhere else. So I guess you could say Estonia is kind of special in its own way. And Estonia is super good for those people who just like who like to keep their life calm, who like to go on walks in nature, for more introverted people. And if you want to have your house and like live alone somewhere where you don't have neighbors in like a 10 km radius, you can do that here. But personally for me, it isn't the thing because I'm a super big extrovert and I always need to have a lot of things happening around of me. So for me, Estonia is a little bit too calm.
I understand. Completely understand you. What would you say that Estonia is for a family country? It's a family country, for more introvert people. I understand. Let me translate this real quick. Le pregunté sobre su país, Estonia, sobre las cositas de Estonia, le he preguntado. Le pregunté sobre si yo voy a Estonia, ¿qué me recomendaría? Y ella me dice que Estonia es un país rodeado de playas, de playas, rodeado de mar, de muchas islas. Me comentaba y también me comentaba que el clima de Estonia tiene cuatro climas, ¿no? Que significa, ustedes hay invierno, otoño, verano, primavera. Y también me contaba que Estonia también es un país tranquilo, ¿no? Para una persona tranquila. Me comentaba también que Estonia es un país muy variado y también que la luz del día, que puede durar hasta las 2 de la mañana, el sol, o hasta las 12 del día. Entonces eso es lo que le gusta de su país, ¿no? De que el sol puede estar hasta el día, hasta hartas tardes de la noche. Me comentaba contar eso. Entonces Estonia es un país que imagínense que tengan la luz del día hasta las 12 de la noche en México o en Latinoamérica, que no lo tenemos, mire qué tal diferencia. Es por eso que ellos aprecian mucho las estaciones del año y también los días, ¿no? Bueno, ahora lo voy a preguntar un poquito, vamos a jugar ahora un poquito, voy a preguntar unas cosas sobre ella y vamos a preguntar unas cositas rápidas. Okay. Well, now I'm going to ask you some quick questions and then later on I'm going to ask you about some countries first. So let's start first with the countries. Now I want to check your geography, which I already seen on Matteo Lisandra. I think I've seen the a video about it. You did good actually. You didn't do that bad. Like
Yeah,
you
I
did good.
shared
You
the
did
first
good.
place with the other Estonian girl.
You're really good at math, by the way.
That's yeah, I was also surprised
Yeah.
myself.
Okay. Well, let's just start now. So, I want to name you a country, and then I want you to describe it with one word only, or if you can, just say two words or a phrase. If you want to tell us a story about it, you can tell us about it.
Okay.
Okay? First country. Let's just start now. Italy.
Italy. Lovely.
Lovely. Wow. Spain.
What's the word? Okay, I guess hot tempered.
Hot temper. Okay. Okay.
It means that when people are super like active and they react to things like super like they
Yeah,
do a lot.
I understand. I understand. I understand with that temper. I understand. Now let's another country. Ukraine.
Ooh, Ukraine. I have a lot of interesting stories with that one. So I think with Ukraine, I can't just say one word. I have to give you a little
Tell
story.
us, tell us, tell us a little story.
Wow. Ukrainian people are the sweetest people I've ever met. They are so cute and so sweet. And actually, the story on how I ended up there is super interesting. So, a few summers back, I was just like dancing outside at a party. And then there was this Chinese guy who is a dancer. So, we danced together. And then we gave each other our Instagrams, but then we didn't talk again for like a year. And then last summer, they called me and they were like, "Yo, so we're having a party in Kiev. Do you want to join?" And I was like, "Where is Kiev?" And he was like, "In Ukraine." And I was like, "Huh, okay, interesting." And I really wanted to go, but at that time I wasn't 18 yet, so I couldn't travel alone. So I tried finding friends who would like take a road trip with me or something because I felt like I needed to go, like I had to take the opportunity. But then everybody was like, "No, I don't know, like it's dangerous. Let's not go there." And I was like, "I need to go." So then I had my birthday in a few days, and then I bought the ticket, or like a two-way ticket, so there and back. And then my flight was like 12 hours after my birthday. So I just hopped on a plane alone and went to Kiev to meet somebody who I only spoke with like 5 minutes a year back. And then I was like, "Okay, I'm in Kiev now." So they were like, "Okay, order a taxi to here." And I was like, "Okay." And then I got to their place, and then them and their roommate were super sweet to me. And I was like, "Wow, like this is a nice welcome." And then already on the first night, I became friends with like five other people from the same exact apartment building. And I was in Ukraine for a week. And after that 1 week, I had a apartment key to my friend's apartment because we became like super good friends. And they were like, "When you need a home, you can always come here." And I still have that apartment key with me, which is cute. I
Wow.
had like a lot of work opportunities there. I was invited to like events and stuff, and I met so many new cool people. And actually, I planned to go back to Ukraine this summer, but I guess that's kind of canceled now because of everything that's going on.
Yeah. I understand. Oh, that was a great story, by the way. You met a random Chinese guy and you were like, for a day,
And
part.
he's like my best friend now, like my best friend. That's
Wow.
so.
That's also.
I know, like life is so funny sometimes. It just does really weird things. Where?
It does. Seriously, life is surprisingly. It's like a chocolate box. That's what it is. Sure. Now, England.
England. Class trip.
Oh, it was a class trip that you guys went. It was a class trip. Wow. Now let's talk about some other countries. Germany.
Singing festival.
China.
Best friends.
Best friend. Okay, now next country, the United States.
opportunities.
Brazil.
Beautiful people.
Mexico.
Home.
Wow. You call it home. Wow.
I actually do feel like way more at home there than I feel here. And it's so weird. It came as a really big surprise to me. Because the moment I landed there, even though I was like completely alone on the other side of the world, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anything. I felt so peaceful. Like, that was so nice. It was, I'm so glad I went there. Because in Estonia, it's kind of like, like there's nothing like super, super good here. Everything is like kind of okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely, like, even though I am fully Estonian, like, my DNA is just purely Estonian, I don't feel Estonian at all. And I don't even really act Estonian. Because Estonians are usually more like, they keep to themselves. They're kind of like,
introvert,
more cold to people. And they just like to mind their own business. But I'm always like running around everywhere, talking with every single person I see, like hugging everybody and being super like active. And what's super cute is that in Mexico, everybody greets each other with like a kiss on the cheek. And like, that's the cutest thing ever, because in Estonia, some people don't even hug each other when they see. They're just like, hello, hi, and that's it. Like, that's so weird. I like, I'm not the type of person, I always need to hug people when I see them.
Okay, next country, your country. Estonia.
Cold.
Oh my god, let me just translate this thing really quick. I'm going to try to survive. I think I'm going to add subtitles on it. me contó, les pregunté a algunos países. Yo juego el juego de los países donde yo digo un país y ella me describe. Bueno, en fin, la cosa que me describió el país de Ucrania, en el cual Ucrania, le dije, describe Ucrania. Y me dice, no, para Ucrania necesito yo hablar de Ucrania. Y me dijo que Ucrania es un país donde conoció a un, le gusta, porque es una de las gentes más dulces que conoció fue en Ucrania, me dice. Porque conoció en una fiesta en Estonia, conoció a un chino. Y el chino le dice, oye, ¿quieres venir a Ucrania a una fiesta? Y ella dijo, puede ser. Y después ella dice, como ella era menor de edad, no podía ir a la fiesta. Entonces invitó a unos amigos y se fueron a Ucrania. A la final hizo un road trip para allá, para Ucrania. Y se fue hasta Ucrania, llegó a Ucrania. Y a la final la pasó muy bien, tuvo unas propuestas de trabajo. Y fue muy bien en Ucrania. Y ahora el chino es su mejor amigo, es su best friend. Es el chino, su mejor amigo es Chinese. Entonces está muy con Ucrania. También le pregunté sobre otros países. Le pregunté sobre Brasil. Me dijo que las personas muy bonitas. Le pregunté sobre México. Y sé lo que dijeron de México. Dijo, cuando dije México, descríbemelo. Me dijo, mi casa. Y después me dijo, ¿por qué no me siento estoniana a veces? Me siento más como si mi país fuera México. Me siento muy, pero muy como de México, porque la gente en México se saluda con los besitos en las mejillas, se saludan con besos en la mejilla. En cambio, en Estonia dicen, hola, ¿cómo estás? Así, no se hablan totalmente, no hay ese, digamos, ese afecto tanto como lo hay en Latinoamérica, en México especialmente. Entonces, eso es lo que me ha contado Marja. Y perdónenme si es que me voy, me paso algunas palabritas, pero a veces me olvido. Bueno, ahora le voy a hacer unas preguntas rápidas. Y todo, cuando le pregunté sobre Estonia, la última le pregunté Estonia y me dijo cold, frío. Sí, me dijo frío, que es muy frío. En fin. Ahora voy a preguntar algunas preguntas muy buenas, picantes, que también les digo yo, van a estar ahí para ustedes. Unas preguntas rápidas también para ella misma. Now, I'm going to ask you some quick questions for you. And just got to say yes, or if you want to talk about it, you can talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how tall are you?
1 meter and 71 centimeters.
Okay. Do you live by yourself?
I do.
You live by yourself. What's your favorite type of food?
Mexican.
What's attractive on a man for you? What's attractive on a man for you?
Their energy. So, it has changed throughout the years because, sorry. When I was younger, I used to like look at people by their appearance, and I was like, "Oh, what a pretty person!"
Yeah.
But then, as I got older, my mindset changed a lot, and I changed a lot. So now the thing that is very important for me is their energy and their vibe. So and the like physical appearance doesn't really matter to me anymore, because what's on the inside matters more. So I like people who are healed, so they have like a healed mindset. They don't think of themselves badly, or they don't think of other people badly. And they have overcome their problems. So a lot of people have like baggage from their traumas or bad experiences. And when they get into a relationship, they take that baggage with them, and they kind of put the baggage on their partner. So, and since I'm a very sensitive person, I can't really deal with that, because it's like, it's hard when you have healed yourself and then the other person just brings their problems and puts it on you. So I find people who have healed their traumas and overcome their problems very attractive.
That's really interesting what you're saying. I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you 100%. 100%. Because it's true. Everybody has a brain on it, and all the bags are your feelings in there. And it's that you have in there. Yeah, I understand. And it's true. First, you got to see the energy, the vibe of the person, you know, how it is. And if you feel comfortable, you know, establish something. It's true. It's true. Completely with you. You're really mature about it. What's your favorite color?
Again, like, I'm not really the type to pick favorites, because I like everything. But I guess I really like white, because I find it like relaxing and peaceful, and it's kind of like mysterious too, because when it's just plain white, like there could be so much in there, but it's just white. So you can kind of use your imagination to paint on the white canvas. But for example, like, if I see something that's colored white, it has a relaxing effect on me.
Do you know how to dance?
Depends, like, what dances. I know how to dance by myself, but every time I try to dance with somebody else, I kind of can't do it at all. Because, I don't know, like, when you dance with a partner, you have to, like see what they're doing, and then like work together. But it's like we have like some dances in Estonia that are like calm, so those are easy ones. But for example, like bachata, or like the
sauce,
like Spanish and Latin dances, those are like super fast, and there's a lot going on. And and when I dance those by myself, I'm good. But when I do it with a partner, I'm not that good.
I understand. totally understand. Will you dance reggaeton though?
I don't think I've ever danced it.
Okay, I understand. You cook?
I do cook, and I love cooking because I love food. So they go hand in hand.
What's your favorite Estonian phrase?
Good question. Marmastan sind.
Marmastan, what it means?
You.
Oh my god.
But I think it's a cute phrase because I use it a lot. I always say I love you to my friends because I do love them, and I feel like it's good to express your feelings. And actually, there was like a contest in Europe, I think, or in the world, yeah, for choosing the prettiest language and the prettiest phrase. And then Estonian language had the phrase "I love you." Well, "Marmastan sind," and it ranked like pretty high up on the list. I think it was like third or something.
Wow! See, sounds pretty. Sounds really pretty. Seriously, especially if you tell somebody to love, you know.
Yeah, and the meaning is also pretty.
Yeah. Have you ever been in an open relationship?
Wait, does an open relationship mean that you're together but you're still allowed to be with other people?
Correct.
No, I haven't.
No problem. Do you have a pet?
I have two bunnies and they are super duper cute.
You play an instrument?
I do. I can actually play like any instrument if I wanted to, because I went to music school, so I got like the base knowledge, and if I just pick an instrument and then learn it for a little bit, I could play it. But the main ones I play are the piano. I've played that for 11 years now. And then I also like playing the guitar and the ukulele. The ukulele I used to play a lot when I was younger, but then mine broke and I didn't buy a new one, so I haven't been playing it for a while. And then the guitar, I'm not like a professional at it, because the guitar is harder to play than the ukulele, but on the guitar you can improvise super easily. So every time I see a guitar, I just start improvising, and surprisingly it sounds like really good. So I really like guitar because you don't even need to know how to play it. You can just do whatever and it still sounds good.
Will you kiss on the first date?
Okay, so it depends on the person and the vibe again, because for example, one of my relationships was love at first sight. It was like a fairy tale. It was so funny because I was just like chilling at home, mm-hmm, and then then the person had a white car, so they just drove to my place and they stepped out of their car. So it was like a prince on a white horse just came to my lawn. And I was like, okay. And then when they stepped out of the car, we hugged each other. And at that moment, we both thought like, whoa, this is something else. And then, yeah, we understood that we had a really great connection. So we kind of kissed right away. But I wouldn't do it with like anybody. So it really depends on the connection I have with the person.
It depends on the scene, depends on the vibe, depends on the person, you know, depends on the mood and everything, yeah.
Yep.
Which is understandable. How many boyfriends do you have so far?
Actually, not a lot. Like the one the one that was like love at first sight, I would say they were like my first serious boyfriend because we were together for 2 years. The ones I had before that were just like flings or just like vibing with somebody, but it wasn't really like a serious relationship. So I guess like two.
That's a good number.
Yep.
That's definitely a good number. Definitely a good number. What do you see?
Because
Yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting,
No,
but
no.
I'm the type of person that I like to be serious about things. So when I pick something that I like, I'm committed to that. So, and also I'm way more of a relationship person. I don't like being like having really faint connections with a lot of people. I would rather have a super, super deep connection with only one person than having like connections with a lot of people. So that's also why.
I completely understand that. What's the favorite part of your body that you see and you say, oh, I like this part? What's your favorite part of your body? You can name two things, I mean, you can name more than one thing.
I really like my eyes because when you look at them from super close, you can see that they are actually like all the eye colors, but super compact. So,
What color are they?
they're like every color. But from here, you
Blue,
can't
green,
really
okay.
see. But when I look in the mirror, like when the mirror is here and I'm like this close, I can see all the different colors in there. So right next to the iris, like the black part, there's a little bit of brown, then there's like yellowish, then moving outward there's green, and then there's a little bit of blue, and then the outer circle is gray. So it's all the colors combined.
So just your eyes then.
I mean, I like everything about myself, but I think my eyes are very special.
Got it. What's your favorite movie? Favorite movie?
I'm not really a movie type of person. I used to watch movies when I was younger, but I haven't really watched movies in like 2 or 3 years almost. So I have no idea about movies. Like, I don't know what movies have come out recently. I don't know what movies are cool.
Gotcha.
I'm
What's your then what's your favorite show or like series on Netflix? You don't
haven't watched those in a while either. I think I've only watched like one Netflix show. And after that, I was like, never again.
Do you read books?
Yeah, books I like to read more, but again, I haven't had that much time to read them because at school there's like a list of books you need to read that are mandatory. So all the time goes into reading those. So I haven't had time to read the books that I actually like. But now when I graduate, I will have time to read fun books because all the like mandatory books that we have in school are from old Estonian ages, and they talk about death and suffering and poverty.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bad things. So they're not really fun to
That's really interesting. Oh
read.
God. Are you scared of something? What are you scared of?
I actually am not scared of anything. Like,
Wow.
have
Awesome.
any fears? Zero.
No scared of heights? Anything? That's
Yeah, because when I was younger, I was already very adventurous, and even when bad things happened, I didn't really feel it didn't they didn't give me like a bad emotion or anything or a bad feeling. So and even when I first traveled by myself, other people were more scared than I was. Everybody was like, no, you're gonna die, it's so dangerous. And I was like, no, it's not. And now I've been traveling alone, like everywhere, and I'm not scared of anything because I feel like I'm always protected. So like nothing bad can even happen to me. And also, I think it's because fears are very limiting. So when you get over your fears, you find that you're actually limitless. You can do everything you want to do because you're not limiting yourself anymore. So I'm very glad that I don't have any fears.
That's also seriously. How many languages do you speak?
I speak Estonian, English, German, Finnish, a tiny little bit of Russian, and a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of Spanish.
I understand. Had you ever been in a strip club?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Oh my God. And then, on your Instagram, I checked that you were part of the Playboy TV. Mm-hmm. How did they get in contact with you? How did that thing? I mean, yeah, tell us about it, the whole story. Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, this is very funny because ever since I was little, I knew what Playboy was. And I was like, oh, it would mm-hmm. be so cool if I could also be like a little Playboy bunny. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to Mexico the first time, the videographer for the modeling event works for Playboy. And then he was like, hi, so do you want to do this project with me? And I was like, of course I do. Like, what? That's so nice. And
yeah,
making one video takes like 4 days, but we only had 1.5 days. So we made it super quickly, but because we worked really hard on it, we only slept like 5 hours and then we worked the whole time. But I think we did good. And basically, we did a video that's called The Boyfriend Experience. So it's a 25-minute video that shows basically your point of view of what I would look like if we were on a date or something like that. And then, and also making the video was so much fun because at first we had a water gun fight in the villa. Then we went to stores and then I tried on like a bunch of random clothes. That was also fun. And then at one of the stores, I was like dancing and like feeling myself super happy and vibing. And then the worker at the store was just standing there. I gave him like a full on free show. I'm sure I made his day because he looked really happy afterwards. And then we also filmed a little bit at the Airbnb I had in the jungle because I had an outdoor shower there and it was a really good shot. And then we also did a little interview there where I answered some questions. And then, yeah, that's the video. And they have it on the Playboy TV channel. So I think they play it in like hotels or something. Or people who want to buy the TV channel can also do it on their TV. But mostly it's in hotels, some places like that. And then when you happen to be in a hotel that happens to have a Playboy TV channel, maybe you can find me there.
Question. Did they invite you to do one more session?
No, they haven't yet. But I'm trying to see if they want to do another one because it was super fun.
Did they pay you well?
I guess you could say that.
It was a decent pay. Okay, I understand. So that means that so that's why you went to the Tulum, right? To the jungle that you were saying, or not?
Actually, at I went, like, the main reason I went to Tulum the first time was because of the modeling event. Then, like, on the last day, the cameraman was like, yo, let's do this. And I was like, oh, cool, okay, let's do that.
So you post nude pictures in there, right? Nude stuff, right?
Yeah, even in the video too, like there was no nudity because
Oh,
it's
there was not nudity at all.
yeah, no nudity because Playboy
Oh.
right now is more about lifestyle and like connections
Got it.
rather than like because Playboy has never been about pornography. They have been more like on the erotic sides. You can also be erotic without being completely nude. So that's the type of lane they're in right now.
I understand. Will you ever pose nude for a photograph or painting? Or you already did?
I don't know because I don't really like to make plans too far ahead in the future. So I just kind of go with the flow and see where life takes me. So right now I can't say that I will never do it, but I can't also say that I will definitely do it because I don't know myself. But you never know because maybe in like a year I feel like I want to do it, so then I'll do it. But right now I don't know.
I understand. Do you actually, since you've been in the Playboy TV and you're a bunny, did they offer you? No, I mean, you said they haven't offered you yet, but on other channels, did they offer you some proposals for more picture sessions or more jobs, probably in America, probably more jobs in Mexico?
I do have a lot of jobs waiting for me in Mexico. Like a lot. Wait, my phone is doing okay. For example, there's a bridal dress company that wants to work with me. There are a lot of photographers, some places, some fashion brands, and then even one person that's like they do real estate. They wanted me to be in like a promotional video for their real estate.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
That's
so
awesome.
I can't wait to come back to Mexico because I have so many fun things waiting there for me.
And when you plan to go back?
I think sometime after the summer, probably maybe September, November, sometime like that. Because the summer I will spend in Estonia because in the summer Estonia is actually really cute. And also I will take that time to say goodbye to everybody because I will move away from Estonia and I will probably not come back anytime soon.
So you're saying that you're going to spend your last summer in Estonia and then you're going to go probably move to Mexico?
No, I'm not moving to Mexico. I'm moving to Bali, because I don't
To
know,
Dubai.
my heart just says that Bali is the right place. And I have gotten a lot of signs that it is the right place. For example, like I have so many friends there, and a lot of people have randomly been like, "Oh, like, do you want to go to Bali?" And I'm like, "How did you know?" Like, I do. So yeah, I'm gonna go there, but again, I don't know for how long or like what's up with that because I just go with the flow. So maybe I'll live there for like a few years and then I want to move to some other country and then I'll see.
I understand. So you wanna move to Bali, which is a really beautiful place. I heard Dubai. Like, no. So you're going to Bali, which is a really beautiful island. I visited. Beautiful, beautiful island, definitely. I never lived there. You've only been there for a couple of days, but I wish I can go back, definitely. And how so why is in Bali? Probably your friends told you about it. You've seen some pictures. So why you want to go to Bali?
I don't even remember where I first heard about it. I probably saw like pictures of it on Instagram or something, and I was like, wow, this place is so magical. Also, it calls me because it's an island. I was also born on an island. So I'm kind of like a island girl. So every time there's like an island somewhere, I feel very connected to it because I spent most of my life on an island. And also, I really like the tropical nature there. And what's interesting is that the local people, they don't have a specific religion, but they kind of believe in like nature and the forest, like Estonians used to believe in the really old ages. So there's even some similarities, which is very interesting for me. And also, I just like the chill environment of Bali because there are a lot of people there who just work from home, and then they like to have a calm and peaceful life, but with beautiful nature and also like amazing food and everything else like that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Oh, wow. There's a connection between those two countries, between Stone and Bali, which is really, really interesting. And probably you feel that vibe that you need to be there as well, right? Definitely, definitely. Wow.
Definitely.
That's awesome that you're moving to Bali. You ever thought like living in Mexico?
I don't know if I would live there because Mexico, like, there's a lot going on there all the time.
Got it.
And I like to go to parties sometimes, but I mostly like to be with a small group of people and just like hang out. But in Mexico, there's a party every day. There are even like daylight clubs. So you can go to the club in the daytime, which is crazy. So there's like a lot of parties like every single day. And I'm afraid that if I would move there, I would only party all the time. But I know that would drain all of my energy and then I would be super tired all the time. But I will definitely visit Mexico like every month or every 2 months because I have a very strong connection with Mexico also.
I completely understand. I know you want something in between that you don't want to, party too much. That's why you're going to an island like Bali, where you can have friends and probably your peoples in there and, have an island life, really, party and then. And then probably, relax a little bit in Bali, which is a really, really beautiful place. So you plan then to move away from your country. Sorry, what your parents are telling you? Your parents are like really supporting you, or they are like, what are they telling you?
Well, I have been super independent my whole life. So even when I was super small, like in kindergarten, I was already making my own decisions. I was like, I'm gonna go there. And they were like, you're so small, like you're not gonna go anywhere, but I was already gone. So I've always had a mind of my own. And because I moved out of my parents' place when I was 15, I think. Yeah, 15. So I've already been living an independent life for the past 3 years, and sometimes I tell my parents that I'm gonna go somewhere, but then my mom, she's like very overprotective. So even when I told her that I'm going to Mexico, she was like, "Oh my God, you are not. That is so dangerous." And I was like, "Mom, chill." So, a lot of the times that I travel, I don't even tell them. Just to, it's just to save their nerves because I know like my mom is super worried all the time, even though nothing bad happens. And when I first introduced the idea that I want to move away from Estonia, she was like, "Haha, so funny, stop." And I was like, "No, I mean it, like seriously." And she was like, "What?" And then I was like, "Okay, let's talk about something else." And then I kind of tried to like ease her into it, like only talk a little bit every like month or something to make her get more used to the idea. And she was like, "Okay, well, you can move away, but don't move anywhere too far." And then I was like, how am I gonna tell her that I'm literally moving to the furthest place I can?" But then some time passed again, and I was like, "So, mom, do you know where Bali is?" And she was like, "Of course I know." And I was like, "I'm gonna move there." Was like, "Oh my God, no, that's so far away." And I was like, "Don't worry, I'm still gonna visit you. Like, everything's okay." And I guess, like, now they're used to me being super independent and just doing whatever my heart desires. So I think now they're pretty okay with the idea.
Well, as obviously as a parent first, as a parent first, they want to be like, oh, well, be careful in Mexico. Now that you probably travel, go somewhere, and now they go into Bali, probably eventually they got to understand, your decision. Yeah, they eventually got to understand your own decision. Wow, it's been a great talk, seriously. Great conversation with you. I really love it. Margin, so can you tell us your social media accounts so everybody can follow you?
I have Instagram. It's
Yeah.
Maria underscore M underscore. And that's pretty much the only social media I use right now.
Got it.
But after I graduate, I might get more active on Twitter because I do have a Twitter account and a Reddit account. I haven't used them in a while, but I will definitely get more active and maybe I'll even start a YouTube channel.
Sure, because everybody being like, hey, Maria should open her YouTube channel. Everybody in the comments, and Mateo and Sandra, and even the Raulito show, you see that everybody's commenting that when is she creating her YouTube channel? I don't, one of the comments was so funny. They were saying, I don't even know English, but I'm with my Google Translator here. Oh my gosh, she makes me learn English. Oh my God, with her, I can learn any language, even Estonian. I was laughing at it. And seriously, I was laughing at him. I was saying, oh my God, look at Marja. Like, seriously. Probably it's your vibe, definitely. You're a really pretty girl. And I'm sure people, yeah, I'm sure people, they want to know more about you. And I'm sure if you create your channel, probably in the future, it will be great for you too. And you can show them around too, Bali, once you go there. You can show them Bali and all that. Definitely. So tell us your plan for the future. Can you tell us about it? What's in the future? Probably coming your YouTube channel. What else? What else you could tell you for your future? Come on, tell us.
So I'm gonna continue with my modeling career and I'm gonna start taking it more seriously because so far I'm only doing it I've been doing it like a little bit, but I know I can go way further with it. And I can achieve a lot of great things. And actually, on Tuesday, I'm going to Milan and I have a couple photo shoots there. And after
Nice.
that, going to Berlin and I also have photo shoots there. So yeah, I think my future has a lot of very interesting photo shoot locations and things like that related to modeling.
Well, that's also seriously. Seriously, that's also you're going to Milan for modeling. That's also seriously. Seriously, I'm really happy for you, and I'm sure things are gonna go great for you. Seriously. I'm sure things are gonna go great for you. Seriously, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Seriously, it's been a
Same
pleasure.
here.
You're sweet, so nice. And I'll definitely learn more about Sonia today, too. About
Good.
Sonia herself. And definitely and a follower for you. I follow you on Instagram. And please open your YouTube channel.
I will.
Amigos, si les gustó esta entrevista, no se olviden de compartirla y nos vemos en la próxima. Inca Hustler is out.